Hey, it's Betsy and Thomas today at the American Intelligence Media. I'm here. We have got an exciting lineup. We are seeing some things in the news that need some clarification. And one of them is this thing that Durham pushed out, this low-lying piece of whatever called Kleinsmith is their big lap around the track that they're doing something at the DOJ by showing us that this guy pled guilty to making a false statement. Give me an effing break, Bill Barr. If you think the people of America are going to take that and be satiated, no, you got another thing coming. You see, in the last 4 years, what's really been going on while all of you guys have been running your Russia collusion story is that the American people have been running a trial, so to speak, against all you swamp rats. We have pulled out the evidence and the documentation. We've looked it over to see what you did. And in our opinion, you've committed treason. Treason needs to be dealt with in the appropriate fashion, which means you traitors will need to be executed. And if this sounds harsh to you, remember, we're not killing them like their souls and spirits. They're just going to reincarnate, go into the spiritual world, then come back and have a do-over. Maybe they can be better human beings. But at this point in time, people like John Brenner, Clapper, Comey, Susan Rice, these people that we see in the last 4 years, Hillary Clinton, I don't want to see that ugly woman's face ever again. These people need to be executed for treason. I'm not suggesting that I'm going to go out there and make a noose and a gallow in the middle of the mall, but I expect our authorities to do something.
Well, you're absolutely right there, Betsy, and it makes people really angry. And if they think that this is going to placate them, this is just pure stupidity. Now, let's put it in perspective. Trump hit Barr over the head and said, "Why aren't you doing anything to reveal anything about your investigation? There was a leak every day in the Mueller special counsel investigation, which abnegated it. It should have ended after the first leak because it wasn't secure and the leaks were all lies and they were all false. So they were basically what? Propaganda, brainwashing. Durham, nothing. And then he calls in assistants, nothing. And then he calls in one guy and then they, you know, tap somebody in the back of the hand. So what's happening here? Just as you said, this is treasonous activity. Now, I want to put this in perspective because it doesn't seem like anybody else out there in the media has a clue. They have forgotten everything that's already happened. They've forgotten who he is and what he did. So I'm going to explain it in very simple terms. And I'm going to first start off with the biggest misnomer of even the alternative media. And I keep saying this and no one listens. The insurance package, the insurance policy was not to try to impeach Trump, though it was part of that. It was they were getting a FISA warrant for Carter Page to cover what they had done all the way back to January of that year. So they finally got it. They tried twice and they finally got it in October. That wasn't to cover them for, that was to cover them for their crimes of the past. And later they decided to continue. So it covered their crimes for the future. And remember, they continued to surveil Carter Page, though he wasn't part of the campaign, Trump's campaign, though he was not, though he had a personal protection order on him that he couldn't come anywhere near the Trump campaign or any Trump campaign office because he had made such a horrifying nuisance of himself because he was, in fact, as we now know, Kevin Kleinsmith lied and said he was not a CIA asset. He was not working for the CIA. He changed an email that allowed that FISA warrant, the little bit of investigation they did on it before it went to the Sally Yates and Dana Boente and James Comey and Andrew McCabe. They all signed off on that repeatedly, right? But the research for it came back to Kevin Kleinsmith, held out the most exculpatory piece of evidence that should have been presented to the FISA court so they wouldn't give the warrant, and that was that Carter Page was an inserted CIA asset into the Trump campaign, and because they had used Carter Page before with Russians, and because they were paying Carter Page to go to Russia, and Carter Page would do whatever they said because they called him a useful idiot, and the Russians were using him as well as the Americans. So he didn't even know what was going on, but he was inserted in January and then in October is when they finally got the FISA court warrant. Now, I want to make something perfectly clear. Everyone who signed one of those needs to go to jail, because if you get a FISA 702 domestic class A, class one warrant, then the person who signs it, James Comey and all those I mentioned, all swear that they know for a fact that the target is a Russian agent, when in fact they knew the opposite. They all committed treason.
Yeah, but when I see this, I say, oh, it's typical. They're going to throw this whole coup operation that was really running out of Britain, the Queen, the Privy Council, Richard Dearlove, Malik Brown, Arvinder Sambai, they were the ones running this coup. They're going to push it off on the lowest piece of crap in the swamp, this Kleinsmith guy, and say, well, we couldn't do our jobs because, well, he wasn't honest and he didn't tell us the truth. So then everybody else gets off and Kleinsmith gets a little slap on the hand. And Bill Barr, what is Bill Barr doing? What kind of game is he playing? I think he's holding out until after the elections to see who wins. Because you see, if he indicts everyone, throws out this stuff now before the election, and Hillary and, Kamala and Joe actually cheat and win the election. Well, they won't win. They'll just cheat the election. Or worse yet, this has been Hillary's plan the whole time. She's known that Kamala Harris is an illegal alien. What do you think? Hillary's blackmailed her all this time. And now she says, yeah, Kamala, she should run for president. I'm all behind her. No, Hillary's not behind you, Kamala. Just right before the election. Right before the election, the October surprise is Joe, they're going to come out and say, yeah, he has dementia. And Kamala, oh my gosh, she's not eligible to run. What are we going to do? And Hillary, bitch, she's going to ride in on her broom and save the day. This is how we wind up with Hillary again.
And Pelosi is vice president.
Yes. And so then Bill Barr says, whew, good, I didn't indict anybody, so I'll continue to run the coup. Because Bill Barr then at that point is what we call a crown agent. So we're saying that Barr is either a traitor or a patriot. And at this point, he has not proven to citizens that he is a patriot. And if he thinks that throwing this Kleinsmith thing out to us shows that they're working at the Department of Justice, it doesn't show us a damn thing. It shows us that they got in a corner and they had to send out something. But we need to see something bigger, Bill. In fact, I'm going to name what we need to see. We need to see the 28 plus treasonous crimes of James Comey on the table. Now tell us about these treasonous crimes.
Oh my goodness, we have preached about this for so long, but Michael Horowitz allowed James Comey in his, remember, Horowitz has been given seven investigations that no one in the Department of Justice would do because they said, Michael Horowitz is doing his investigation. He's going to give us everything we need to know. And people like Sundance have touted that he was a white hat all along. No, he is treasonous. He is complicit. And I'm going to prove that to you in just a minute. But first, if you're talking about Barr and Durham, all you have to do is look at their history. They're always called in to do the dirty work for, and they always rule on the side of whoever it was that hired them. And that's the reason they say that they're so balanced and nonpartisan. No, whoever appointed Barr in any of his positions ever, and remember, he started in the CIA. And so I told you from the beginning, if he was in the CIA, sorry, it's an a priori assumption. He's a liar, a cheater. It's subterfuge. It's espionage. It's everything bad, because that's what the CIA is. It needs to be closed. And then, of course, Pompeo was there too. And now we're finding out, and we're going to go to that in a minute probably, that General Hyden and General Jones are still doing their thing, which I thought that they had gone to the sidelines, but we find out now they're just as active as they were before. So let's put it in perspective. Barr and Durham are there to cover the tracks, to cover the trails, to hide the evidence. Just like Mueller's investigation had 17 people and probably 15 of them were up to their eyeballs in the treasonous coup against Trump. Literally, physically, they handled the dossier passed it to the Senate Intelligence Committee, used it again and again in the State Department, in the National Security Division of the DOJ, the CIA, the whole thing. They all knew. They're all covering their trail. Now, what has happened with Horowitz? Let's go back. Before we talk about Kevin Kleinsmith, the soy boy, who is nothing more than a pathetic lawyer who passed things across his desk that was supposed to be checking things and didn't, and then was a lying, cheating, crying soy boy Hillary supporter. And that's all known through testimony and through the emails of and the text messages of Page and Strzok. But anyway, when we're talking about Horowitz, remember, he has seven investigations. First one, politicalization between the DOJ and the FBI. What did he find? Oh, there was none. He actually said there was horrible amounts of it in the report. But then he said at the end, there was none. And what did Christopher Wray do? He gave them a sensitivity training. The crimes, the mid-year exam, passing Hillary through the Wiener laptop, the all of the attacks on Trump, the fake Russian meddling, the four different multi-million dollar investigations to try to find anything on Trump. And Horowitz finds no politicalization, though we have the Strzok and Page messages, and then they later became Mueller's part of Mueller's team. Okay, the Crossfire Hurricane, if you couldn't indict people, Michael Horowitz, the Inspector General for the Department of Justice, then you are a treasonous son of a gun. Now, what did he do with McCabe? Oh, McCabe, the most guilty man in America. Five special investigations on him while he was doing four investigations on the Clinton Foundation, all of which never turned out to be anything. He made sure that they went nowhere. The five investigations of McCabe and his wife turned out into three paragraphs where there were six crimes mentioned by Michael Horowitz where he recommended that there be a prosecution. So it went to Jesse Liu in a grand jury, and Jesse Liu recommended there be no prosecution, sent it to the DOJ, and Barr did nothing. But because Michael Horowitz said that there was a lack of candor, in other words, lying on the part of McCabe, McCabe got fired. But McCabe is still trying to get his senior executive service retirement to this very moment, folks. So this criminal who Horowitz already passed through, okay, yeah, that's Horowitz. Now, Horowitz finds he was investigating the FISA abuse. We already have the FISA abuse given in a report in December 16th of 2016, where the top judges and the, Admiral Rogers had demanded that there be a audit of the NSA use of its spying system. And what they found was that it was blatantly used by everyone in the Obama administration. Anyone who had a sign on, a single sign on, could go in and find out anything they want. And this comes up now in a modern thing that just came out yesterday that we'll talk about. But yeah, we all knew that. If you didn't know that, then you're just not paying any attention. That's what the unmasking was all about. Unmasking was only one element of what was being compromised in our intelligence networks. And Horowitz can't find any of that. But he did find that in every single FISA warrant concerning Carter Page, where the person who signed it at the bottom swore, because of the power of their office, they took an oath that the person, Carter Page, was a Russian spy, and he wasn't. He was an American spy. Okay. Horowitz didn't find that any of that was wrong. He found that there were process errors, 17 of them, in every one of them. And, oh, Kevin Kleinsmith changed one little itsy-bitsy teeny-tiny email, and he really didn't do anything bad. As a matter of fact, we're not going to prosecute him for the treasonous action of changing a report that stated that Carter Page was working as an agent for America and changed it to indicate that he was, in fact, a Russian spy, so that the rest of the people who didn't read the FISA court application, which is what and Rosenstein says, and McCabe, and Dana Boente, and Sally, they all say they didn't read it. They left it to the underlings to prove it and read it. All they did was sign it, though they swore that Carter Page was, in fact, a Russian agent. No, he was not. So that's what we're working with Kevin Kleinsmith. And what does he get? He doesn't get charged with treason, or he doesn't become the linchpin for unfolding the coup against Trump right on into Trump's, years into Trump's campaign. This was still going on into his administration after he was elected. It was still going on, and we got to see the testimony of all those Ukrainians come forward who were all liars and cheaters, who were all enriching themselves, who, again, all had top secret security clearances. All these people do. And they should all have them all taken away. And because of their top secret security clearance agreements, they can't talk about this stuff. And if they do, they go to jail. So when Kevin Kleinsmith, he came out and crybabied as a soy boy, hurt feelings, I need to go to my safe space because they've asked me a question about why I lied. And so what did Michael Horowitz do? He didn't indict him. What did Barr do? He didn't indict him. What did Durham do? And I told you this. Nothing will happen with any investigation for the IG or anybody else from the DOJ unless people are indicted along the way. No one's been indicted, but look what Mueller did. He indicted a bunch of people for ancient crimes, for nonsense, and made-up crimes, and a lot of those are being overturned. And remember, there's still 17 cases out of the Mueller investigation that will hang in the air and be used against the Republicans from now until all time. Russian interference. We're going to probably talk about that in today's podcast, but first I want to make certain that you understand that when Sundance said that Michael Horowitz was coming to save the day and that Dana Boente was on the good guy's side and that William Priestep was on the good guy's side and that hang on, you know, Sessions has a plan. Don't worry. Trust Q, whatever. This is insanity.
No, he doesn't say trust Q. Now, Sundance is Mark Bradman. They say he is he was a clerk at a Publix grocery store or something. And I don't believe that because his information, he's a good writer. We use him a lot on the Cat Report. We use his material a lot, but we push away when we see that they haven't really thought out things the way they should. That's the way we used to think. We gave him a little bit of ease. You know, maybe he doesn't have a team like we do and he can't really think it out. But then over time, it began to look like an operation. Like somebody wants us to stay in this limited hangout so that when they're ready to bust it up, all those dedicated truppers on there, and they are very dedicated. They've got great comments in their boxes. They have a robust conversation. But I can't help but wonder at times why Mark Bradman would lead this group into such unfounded nonsense, like trust Horowitz and Ray and thinking that he could go to the swamp with whatever documents he had. He said 900 pages or something. It takes a lot of money to duplicate this. Really? Really? And you think that? And never once has Sundance ever addressed the senior executive service, the crown agents in our government, the involvement that Richard Dearlove played with Christopher Steele in the overthrow of Donald Trump. Never has there been a picture of Arvinder Sambhai on his site. So what I am seeing on Conservative Treehouse, and again, I like it very much. Articles are good, but they're very limited. Only takes you so far, and they're never going to take you to full disclosure. And I believe this operation was really to keep us confused, much like, I know people are going to hate it, but when I saw Milley being arrested, I was like, this is crap. I mean, really. You have to watch the arrest. First off, how many times have you seen people being arrested on the news or whatever, and the officer allows the person to carry their telephone with them to the car? I mean, really. And then she has children. When you're arrested, they know you have children, and they bring another officer or child protective services for your children. But no, there was some other woman, a babysitter, because Millie had this all planned. I just say it's a big marketing ploy to get people to look at the documentary. The documentary, in my opinion, so-so. I mean, it's stuff we've already disclosed 2 years ago. I mean, they may have more specific people they're looking at. But when I listened, I did not hear any original research. I did not see links to sources. I just didn't trust the whole thing. I think it's big. A distraction operation to keep us from looking at do nothing Bill Barr and why nobody can seem to connect the crown, the British, to the overthrow of Donald Trump.
Yes, it is suspicious at least. And I just spent quite a time.
It's okay if you like it. Not everybody will agree with me, but I just saw it as what it was. It was all staged.
I also agree with the fact that what I was pointing out was not that Sundance follows Q. No, I'm pointing out that he had the same kind of nonsense. Trust Michael Horowitz. Trust this. Trust that. No. Or that he's going to reveal. Remember, he was going to drop the big bomb this Friday. And now by reading people who have the inside track on him, they have indicated that, no, what happened was, and he indicates it in his writings, that he met with somebody or talked with somebody. And they convinced him, instead of dropping the mother of all bombs, the giant, biggest nuclear bomb ever created, according to him, it's going to unravel the entire swamp because he has figured out, and he says in his own words, the proof that will take them all down. He's giving it to Barr. And if Barr doesn't do anything, he's going to reveal it. It's going to take it all down. And where does he say he gets this from? The Mueller investigation. In other words, he is being set up probably, this is my opinion, I'm speculating, is it possible that Sundance is so naive he's being set up by the people who got parts of the Mueller report that had to do with grand jury evidence? Because they were looking, Nadler and Schiff got that. They went through the court. The court finally released it. We don't know that it was released. They made no big deal of it. So since they made no big deal of it, here's what happened, I believe. Nadler and Schiff looked at everything. They had their people look at everything, couldn't find anything. But there's so much bad stuff in there, they didn't release it to anybody, but they released parts of it because that's what we are hearing. It's parts of this, parts of the Mueller report might have been released, given to people, and that is a crime. That is a crime. First off, it's a crime that the court allowed it to be released when it's still under consideration by 17 investigations. And so this evidence in the Mueller investigation, well, we've seen a lot of the footnotes and we've seen Sundance go crazy over Kevin Kleinsmith as well as many others, and then insinuating that there's the one big controller, the one big person who's controlling Barr, who's controlling Durham, who's controlling Mueller, who's controlling the whole thing, and he's going to reveal it.
And that name should be Arvinder Sambhai. Not Kevin Kleinsmith.
Mueller's handler from Britain has always been Arvinder Sambhai, all the way back to when he was first installed as the head of the FBI. And remember, he was completely complicit with 9-1-1, 9-11. He was completely complicit. Don't even get me started. He's as criminal as he can be. But the point is, all right, Sundance, now your follower tells me, as I'm reading one of his notes, that your insider, hang on, folks, his insider is the spokesperson for the Department of Justice. Now, that explains why so many times I've given him credit for always having DOJ documents the instant that they come out.
No, they give them to grocery store clerks all the time.
Well, that's the
point. That's why he has all this information and can do such good reports. And you have to wonder, how does he get this information to be able to write his blog? We don't get this. Right. We have to do a lot of deep diving. Tell me how a Publix grocery store clerk, Mark Bradman, is able to do this.
Well, because that's easy. Anybody knows that if you want to talk to the most gabby person in any agency, you go to the chief propagandist, who is their spokesperson. So that's his contact. And the spokesperson has every DOJ release in digital and hard copy for anyone who wants it. And if they find out that you are taking their stuff and spreading it, then you're just another element of their propaganda. And so they are happy to give you everything that you want that leads nowhere. And remember, his big reveals in almost every article when he's really revealing stuff leads to mystery. And now the mystery is supposed to be revealed kind of like QAnon. QAnon knows everything, but only gives us pieces to the puzzle one at a time so that you know, where we go one, we go all, lowest common denominator intelligence, whatever Q says, yes. Well, that's what we get in some of the people that are unfortunately so naive with their citizen journalism.
Well, look at George Webb. Did a lot of on the ground work, all those videos for all those years. You must have thousands of them. And then YouTube goes, whoof, gone. Well, we know George Webb was an SES operative. He said as much in his own words, and he also was with Mossad. So, you know, who is George Webb? Well, this is what my opinion is. He was there to be a limited hangout. He was there to do all this reporting on the ground so that none of us out here would do it because George has got that covered. And so then we sit back and do nothing. And then when he has amassed all this information, they crash his site, delete all of his videos. So the record of that is not easily accessible to anybody anymore. And I'm concerned that that's what's going on at Conservative Treehouse. Mark Bradman has amassed an incredible blog filled with information given to him by who knows who. And are they getting close to Breitbarting him? You know what I'm talking about. The Andrew Breitbart method of exiting the world stage. Or are they getting ready to shut down his site or destroy his reputation? That was the phone ringing. Oh,
yeah. Uh-oh. Is it the White House?
No, it's not the White House.
Tell Melania I can't make dinner tonight.
I know. We are working so hard to get a turkey burger at Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah, that's all we want.
That's all we want in the end.
I just want a free turkey burger at Mar-a-Lago.
Okay.
You know, I've been down there, but I didn't get treated right because they didn't have, you know, the kind of food that I could eat. Now, here's the deal. When we're talking about Michael Horowitz, we have to remember he's evil. And what did I tell everyone? Truth goes to die in the Inspector General's office, period, in all branches of the federal government, all 56 of them. Okay, so why would anybody be surprised except someone who's extremely naive and or being manipulated and or being manipulated so much that they look like they're actually sock puppets, that they are a caricature of what they think they are. And so you get to see this, and sometimes it looks as if the person is really bad and evil, but really they might just be extraordinarily naive and they've been manipulated, and they may be really good people or they could be very evil people. So I am sitting here listening, had to listen to this Shadownet movie, or have I beat up Horowitz? No, let's beat up Kevin Kleinsmith just a little more. Kevin Kleinsmith is SES. He's the resistance. He is still crying that Hillary didn't get elected to become the queen of the North American continent, which is what the UN was going to separate us into. And then we become a British Commonwealth nation, naturally. And Hillary was leading us into that. And this man, Kevin Kleinsmith, wants that and cried. You look at his messages and where they're referring to him and what he has to say. He is ready to do anything to make sure that Hillary gets elected and that Donald Trump, the evil person Donald Trump, it's okay for him to commit treason, sedition, and undermine the election and play as if they are the Russians, or let Hillary get off of her security violations that are astounding, giving China complimentary copies of every single email. You want to know where the emails are? China has them, okay? That's real simple to figure out. But also, this played into something recently. Maybe I'll go there later. But you got to be careful when you say that you grabbed some of Hillary's emails and or the DNC server mirroring that was supposedly posted on the internet by Seth Rich before he turned it into the FBI, which he never did because he got shot on the way. Well, you got to be careful because if you say you have that, then you're like Papadopoulos. That's a Stephen Halper setup. If you say you have Hillary's emails, that was the big trick. That means you're Russian and you hacked and you're a spy and you're along with Julian Assange. You need to be put in jail and never be allowed to speak to another person again for the rest of your life till you die. Because why? The Queen doesn't want people to know what Julian has to say or to prove that there was no Russian hacking of the DNC. It was, in fact, someone just taking that information off. And we can tell you at least three places that it went now. I don't really want to talk about them, but we already know that four places that I can cite where people say that they in fact had all that information. So the trick is, when you're limited in your research, then just say what you know. And if you're going to speculate after that, then let people know it's speculation. Now, here's the deal. I waited till Friday for the big mother of all bombs, for Mr. Sundance to drop on me the big revelation that's going to explode the swamp. I was holding my breath. And then he comes out and the spokesperson of the Department of Justice convinces him to wait till Tuesday. Not only that, he then claims, more or less, that he caused Barr to reveal that Kevin Kleinsmith was being charged with making a false statement to Michael Horowitz, which is holds no punishment. That is not a crime. Now, they tried to make it look like a crime for Michael Flynn or for Roger Stone or for Michael Cohen or for Rick Gates, but they didn't for John and Tony Podesta. But anyway, if you say something false to one of these people, they can put you in jail forever, or they can not even slap the back of your hand. You don't get anything. Kleinsmith will not lose his SES retirement, folks. He's not being indicted. And as I said, any IG must, as they go along and they find the crimes, they can't sit on them to the end of the report. That criminal could escape to Cuba. No, they must indict them when they find the evidence, and the evidence was all there. And if Barr and Durham cannot use that evidence to convict Kevin Kleinsmith, then they are traitorous, treasonous, nasty, evil people.
It's that simple, folks. We've come to the finish line, and people are showing who they are, if they're patriots or traitors. And what we are seeing is that Bill Barr is no friend to patriots. We have seen nothing coming out of his office. Now, he will distract you for a while and give you some stuff about MS-13 and some low-hanging fruit things he's doing, but we all know what we want out here, and we want to see these people go down. So well, you know, fine. Things aren't going to change between now and the election. We're going to sit back and wait and see what Billy Boy does. But after the election, soon as November 3rd is over, Trump wins, I want him to go in there and fire Bill Barr. And then he can get on the list of all the other people we've designated as traitors, and we'll be happy to investigate him from Ruby Ridge all the way forward to now.
All they'd have to do is take 1/1,000,000th of the evidence Rudy Giuliani has already brought from Ukraine, and you would see that the Ukrainian influence of the Democrats, the demon rats, during the last election was astounding. Not to mention that Dmitry Slavolinko created the template for learning, a template for winning the election, paid for by the government service agency, by We the People, through Hillary Clinton, who ordered it three times. So she actually created the Facebook program that was supposed to make her win. Now we hear that the new one, and I didn't know this, I didn't know that George Soros had donated, along with the Atlantic Council, which never has any money, $1.5 billion to Facebook to have the truth checkers put on there. But I did not know the exact company. The exact company is a company called ClearForce. Now, shall we jump over to this new thing, and can you give an intro to Millie?
I thought I already did.
Okay, so Millie.
First of all, anything that comes from Alex Jones and InfoWars to me is just like information garbage on the floor. I very rarely get anything from them. And so when I see a bunch of stuff come that is kicking up dust right at a critical time in this election cycle, my hat goes on of, you know, what's this conspiracy about?
We either win the war against Camel Toe Harris on Friday or not. We won it because of the work we did a year ahead of time. The real research that proves who she is was already out there, and it was so common that the stupid mainstream media thought everybody knew, and so now they just all quote it.
No, because what they were doing is they thought they took the we had many issues with Kamala. One of them was that she claimed she was black. We don't really care what color she is. We just really don't care. But since she made the claim that she was black, we said, let's go look at her birth certificate. We found out she's not black. So we posted, hey, she's not black, folks. And by the way, she's not eligible to run for president anyway. Why is she even in the primaries? Well, then the propaganda started putting out videos and articles saying that, oh, Kamala, she's a woman of color, and she has an Asian mother, an Indian, and blah, 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 blah. So they thought they had tamped us out, but they didn't, because our network is huge. We're global now. We're very decentralized. We can get a message out so quickly. So in sometimes those messages have to sit and wait for the right time to be struck out. Monday, Kamala and Joe come in. Kamala's going to be his running mate. By Tuesday, the next day, you've got a reporter asking President Trump in a presser, what about her eligibility? That's how powerful our network is. And we are not standing down. This network is getting stronger and stronger. And we demand full disclosure. We demand truth and transparency. And we are not going to stand aside watching an illegal alien not only running for president, she is sitting in the Senate talking about a foreign interloper. And then this disgusting Lindsey Graham, who, oh, you guys have to hold your nose to vote for him this year, you know, with this vote all red thing. That nasty man sits there and defends Kamala's citizenship as a United States citizen, and he's a senator. When you understand that Lindsey Graham is part of the whole operation that the Pilgrim Society has put in place to manage and control the world, then you understand why he's doing that. Well, Lindsey Graham, you remember his little picture there, John McCain and Marco Rubio with the rebels. Oh, I'll have it on the Cat Report. You know, Lindsey Graham, you're also on the list for traitordom. And we are going to take care of the traitors. And we are going to take out the trash in America. And we are going to start America again. And it is going to be great again. And it is not going to include these traitors.
Lindsey Graham can't even find the crimes of the Bidens in Ukraine and China. You could live in Papua New Guinea and convict the Bidens for their crime, okay? Everybody knows they leave such a trail because they're so stupid. Lindsey Graham was McCain's right-hand man and has now taken over. Lindsey Graham is still looking into Russian interference. Lindsey Graham can't prosecute anybody, can't do a darn thing except make stupid statements. Now, and defending Kamala Harris, who brought forth the third fake woman to attack Kavanaugh. Weren't we already tired of fake attacks on Kavanaugh with people who said that he raped them? Oh, no. Oh, no, no. At the end, the most vicious person during the entire Kavanaugh confirmation hearings was Kamala Harris. And at the end, she brought forth a letter that she read personally, which in fact she wrote, because she in the end admitted that the person couldn't write the letter, so she her staff helped them write the letter. And this person says that Kavanaugh raped her in the backseat of a car so many years ago nobody can remember. Name Jane Doe, who was the person who was defending that, a horrifyingly stupid, insane, surreptitious claim. That would be Kamala Harris. I can say so many horrible things about her, but let's just move on. So on Friday, like you pointed out, that week was so important. If we didn't already do the work by this coming Monday, if a Republican even says the name Kamala Harris, they will say you're a racist and a misogynist. Nothing else. That's all. You just mention her name and you are now discluded from any conversation about her criminality. Let's remember, she owes reparations for her great-great-grandfather's enslaving of Irish slaves. And remember, he worked those white Irish slaves to death.
But has she stopped the human trafficking business from her family?
We don't know.
That's the other thing.
We don't know. California is the number one human trafficking.
It's something that we should look at. So if she wants to open up her mouth about reparations, then we need to look at her family pay out first.
Her district in California as a senator, I would have to say, is probably second or third on the list of human trafficking, where people get enslaved, where they bring illegal aliens in, they're homeless, and then all of a sudden they wipe out 100,000 people homeless. Just take all their stuff, spray it all down. Where do those people go? Where do those people go? I'll tell you where they go. They're human trafficked in California. This is, everybody knows this. All you got to do is go out there. You'll be human trafficked if you even blink your eye. It's always been the place where they stole people. And remember, 800,000 people come up missing in America a year. Maybe 70 of them later are found. And usually those were actual real cases of the person running away and then coming back. But in most cases, they're taken from government placements here in America. So anytime that you see California, you should think human trafficking. Now, on Friday, we had already beat the news cycle. And so the news cycle accidentally vomited up truth by accident. And so Kamala Harris has to face some truth now. And politicians on the left side never face truth. They don't ever have to face the truth. How about the fact that Pelosi's dad was a mob boss? How about the fact that Hillary Clinton's dad was the Chicago mob boss? I mean, nobody ever has to face
the truth.
About
Ilhan Omar, she's committed immigration fraud and she's in the House of Representatives.
So Sundance is supposed to make the drop on Friday, doesn't, claims that he causes the Klein Smith thing. No, Klein Smith was what? I don't even know how. That was so long ago. So long ago that for Barr to pull that out shows that that is the bottom of the barrel and that's all you're getting, folks. That's all. He says it indicates the direction of the investigation, which is to sit on it, to do nothing. Thank you very much, Mr. Barr. Look at his history. That's what he did before. I wouldn't come down off the fence until now. Now he is a traitorous, seditious person. He probably is a knight of Malta and or certainly he's a CFR member, if not official, certainly an ancillary member. And certainly he's a Pilgrim Society associate. So we can say Friday didn't work out for it didn't work out for Sundance. It didn't work out for Kamala. And it didn't work out for Millie because she got arrested on Friday.
Oh, I don't know that she's been arrested. I mean,
supposedly.
It did not look like an arrest to me. What kind of arrest would the police officer, which if he really was, would call up to ask exactly, now, what am I arresting her for? I mean, the whole thing was so hokey.
He literally, a guy who doesn't even seem to have on the proper police uniform, who they never show his face, supposedly calls up his superior and to ask why she's being arrested because she demands to know why. By the way, they don't have to tell you. By the way, they don't talk to you. If they come to arrest you, they turn you around and they put handcuffs on you. And if they're nice, they don't throw you on the ground like George Floyd and put their knee on your neck. But usually they do. Almost always to put handcuffs on anybody, woman, child, it does not matter. They throw them to the ground. That's just the insanity of our police. No handcuffs, no nothing. She's on her phone, records it the whole time. Supposedly there's another phone in the pocket. This is what I derived from hearing. What's the guy's name? The whistleblower that Millie had interviewed was on Alex Jones. And I listened to all of it. I listened to the whole hour long video called Shadow Gate, which is a moniker for Shadow Net, which is a program. ShadowNet is a program supposedly created by this whistleblower who Millie had interviewed, and that whistleblower and the other whistleblower supposedly might have got her in trouble with this video, but they say, complete hearsay, that it is a grand jury indictment for burglary from some government office. Now, she could have been set up with that easily, and because they went after her husband first, and he's the videographer, he's probably the cyber guy. So they probably use this new injunction that says, oh, you meddled in the election with cyber whatever. And oh, look, you put a government document up there that you did not request through a FOIA. That's all they have to say. Federal crime put you in jail. Maybe, maybe not. What happened to Phil McConnell? Where is Phil McConnell? I told you, they're going to put him in jail and they'll never let him out. He'll die in jail. Why didn't they let him out for COVID? No, they're not going to let these people out. Why? Because they're targeted. So the two, let's talk about Millie and her tape, Shadow Gate. It's okay, and it shows you one angle, but it doesn't go far enough. We've gone much further. They go to Cambridge Analytica. Okay, let me just point something out. Cambridge Analytica folded in 2016, and its mother company, Strategic Communication Laboratory, was the one that had the contract with the Global Engagement Center to do exactly what these whistleblowers are saying can be done. But everybody knows it can be done. If you followed Vault 7, if you followed Peter Thiel and his Palantir, if you followed Nellie Orr and her open source works, it's all the same exact thing. Of course, you can target anybody on the internet. So they go on and on and on about interactive internet activities. Are you kidding me? Every single corporation in the world buys data from Facebook and Google, who deny that they sell it, though you can go buy it. Your entire profile used to be $4.50, and anyone could do it. Anyone could do it. So this is what this guy says is the big reveal. Here's the big reveal, that General Hayden and General Jones, in their intelligence companies, as well as Brennan, and anybody who was ever an intelligence person, goes out and starts their own private company. And then for a while, because they have insider knowledge for a while and keep their security clearance, and still for a while with Admiral, until Admiral Rogers stopped, you can still access the NSA as a contractor. And so this person's going on, and he's a contractor. Well, here's the deal. Can't be so. He can't have done work in 2018 with a top secret security clearance without signing a non-disclosure agreement, and the security agreements would say they will come and arrest you for saying one word that is top secret. So he says, well, I'm not going to say anything secret here. No, the fact that you just described the whole system, described its nefarious intent, described that you did that during the war and that that war has come to America is all true, but it's illegal what you're saying. So do I believe you? Well, why aren't you in jail?
I don't like it when these people stop short and don't take us the whole way. And I know they're smart and I know they're researchers, and there's no reason why they shouldn't. For example, Millie talks about the bureaucrats, but never mentions senior executive service. How did you miss that, Cupcake? And then you take that James O'Keefe over there at Veritas. I don't listen to him anymore for anything, because I have labeled him as a distractor. He did a whole segment on the shadow government bureaucracy and never once brought up senior executive services. And everything else I've seen from him is just, it's low information stuff. It's stuff to interest you, maybe entertain you, but it's not intelligence to win the war. The other thing I noticed with Millie's presentation, talks a lot about Ukraine. Certainly things have happened in Ukraine, and I'm not disputing that. But notice where she doesn't take you. She doesn't show you the connection of Cambridge Analytica and the British connections. See, that then you don't see that. You don't even think that that's a possibility. That's what a limited hangout is. And a place can be a limited hangout because they deliberately don't want you to see something, or the presenters, researchers, and reporters are too, they're unable to do proper research.
Lazy. If you studied Cambridge Analytica, and if it took you more than 15 minutes to realize that they folded, and that Trump didn't use them, and that that was a ploy to say that he was using what they used, there was an $86 million contract that Obama paid the British company out of Cambridge, the Strategic Communications Laboratory, to come and to fake that they were Russians and to put out fake Russian nonsense, as well as to directly influence the election. Now, how do we know this? Because the head of the Global Engagement Center and his top analysts came out when Trump fired them and told us all this in public. And so we did intelligence reports. We gave you all their names. We told them what they said. We gave you their quotes. And they said exactly what this whistleblower is telling Millie. Old news. Peter Thiel has a thing called Palantir. You can go to a seminar, and in the first 15 minutes, they're going to teach you what he's telling you. And it will make anything that William Binney or Dennis Montgomery told you to be so obsolete, it's absurd. You know, when you make reference to thin thread, or you make reference to prism, or you make reference, well, then you're just not on the ball. That name has been changed 20 times, and every single 6 months they update it. And it gets more nefarious every single time. So try to keep up. But what was good is this gentleman who said he invented interactive internet activities, which he keeps calling IIA, and he didn't. That was invented long before Peter Thiel invented Palantir. Peter Thiel took the basic code that was already being used, called Open Source Works, and turned it into Palantir. Everybody knows that, don't they? It literally, as Betsy says, poor research. Honest to heavens, if it takes you more than 10 minutes to realize what I'm telling you, then you just didn't plug in the right words, okay? So the internet, the interactive internet activities, are you kidding me? That's all automated now. They don't even need to pay the Global Engagement Center to do that. And who paid for that? Now, what we did not know. There was one thing in all of this that got me really excited, and I'm very sorry to have to say that the next person that I'm going after is who was mentioned in this is General Jones, who was the National Security Advisor for Obama. Now, I knew he was crooked. I knew General Hayden was crooked. He went. He's the one who took. He invented thin thread, and he was the guy who invented metadata. And he didn't invent it. William Binney invented it, but he took it and gave it to the globalists. Okay. And gave it to Five Eyes. So I'm glad that in this Shadowgate movie, there are some really cool references, but the coolest references to General James Jones Group. And that group is the Jones Group International. So we're going to investigate them thoroughly. And supposedly he has, he stole the programs that were written by the military and is associated with iSci and with Wikistrat. But his company, Dynology, sells this interactive internet activities, but it's nothing more, folks, than the social credit system. It's nothing more than a watered-down dragonfly that's being used in China. It will go in, and through predictive analysis, it will tell you the next thing you're going to Google. And it will be right. More than you know. It literally, they've done tests on this. Dragonfly is so intuitive that it knows more about you than you know. Okay? So that's what they use. And we've told you again and again and again and again and again. The Department of Defense, Board of Broadcasting Governors, Global Engagement Center had these capacities. Where do they get the capacities? Because every single social media has a back door. So NSA can get in and do demographic logistics searches, just like he's pointing out. You can go to their site and do this. It's nothing new. You can be targeted, surveilled, attacked, and brainwashed in the click of a button. That's not an exaggeration. Once they get the information in there and your name comes up, they just click it and then they can manipulate you. I get things in my Facebook which don't come from anybody, which are the opposite, full on, full left. Nobody can respond to them. Who puts them there? I have all ads turned off. Who puts them there? I'll tell you who puts them there. We now know. General Jones was, for a moment at least, I got to search this out, the head of the Atlantic Council. Now, we told you from the beginning, the whole Russian hacking nonsense was an Atlantic Council imagination by a person who was on the Democratic National Committee, Chalupa, Alexandra Chalupa. She was on the DNC committee. She was on the Atlantic Council, and she brought in Dmitry Alperovich in the spring to start messing with the computer that was going to be set up for the fake hack. Now, we just saw this. It's in the Shadowgate movie, and we always are making reference to those three interviews that Dmitry Alperovich had on internet, on national international news. And he admits all of this, that he made it all up, that he hates Putin and Putin didn't do anything, and that the GRU, those are footprints that anybody can get. So it's, but remember, there are some groups, and the group that we didn't know the name of, but we had already targeted by saying anyone who John Brennan went to work with after he left his office, will be corrupt. He started his own group. I didn't know that. It's called the Analysis Corporation. It's crooked as can be. So as he is on major mainstream media as a consultant with a top secret security clearance, at least at one point, remember he fought to keep his clearance so that he would be valuable for this intelligence theft. He has his own group, the Analysis Corporation. So CGI from Canada, I should have known there was a Canadian group involved, and Stanley, another British company, and Jones Group International, a British sponsored, created a group called Clear Force that is for the common person, British sponsored. So it looks as if General Jones and General Hayden, who's also behind some of these groups, are British sponsored intelligence, as usual, that has been feeding nonsense into federal agencies, as well as manipulating for the election through Facebook, through Google, through all social media. And it's overt. And why is it overt? Because X tops of intelligent fields, you know, the head of the CIA, the head of the FBI, all these top people, they go to work for the Brits, and the Brits are working against us. And then you get somebody like Millie who tries to understand it. She gets a piece of the pie and thinks she has the whole thing. She only had a small piece of the pie. We've told you what the pie is all about and who gets those pieces and who paid for the pieces, and we gave you the proof. So I am not impressed by the movie Shadowgate. It's a nice step in the right direction, I think, as Michael McKibben indicated, because he was watching it at one point with us. And do I believe she was arrested? Yeah, she could have been set up. I believe they set up people all the time. I believe they set up Phil McConnell.
Some say it was a fake arrest done by the deep state to take her out so she wouldn't do this stuff.
You don't know.
And so without source, you have to ask people for their source links. Those source links need to carry not the opinion of your propaganda media or opinions of others who are not knowledgeable. You need to have actual evidence and documentation. And see, this is what happened. This is why you people out there don't know that Kamala Harris is not eligible to be the United States president. It's a three-legged test on a stool. We put an image of it. You have to be born on U.S. soil, and both of your parents have to be U.S. citizens for you to be eligible to hold the office. Kamala, her parents were not U.S. citizens. Yeah, she was born on U.S. soil. But you've been through Tavistock indoctrination. Your civics classes were done away with a long time ago. There's no critical thinking going on at school. And you have been brainwashed to believe that just because you're born on American soil, you're entitled to be a citizen. That ain't true, people. And Kamala is an illegal alien.
Absolutely. And I'm going to say one other thing before we close out, and that's that if you look at this movie, Shadowgate, you're going to keep hearing the words Shadownet, 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 and Clear Force, Clear Force, Clear Force. Those are nothing more than little teensy tiny programs that use the stolen information from everywhere, because that's what the crime here is, stealing the information so that when you put in your digital request of who it is you wish to target and surveil, you have a huge field of data of every single person. Well, it's called total information awareness. They called it, they created a simulation, a world simulation for every person in the world. That's what it's called, SWS or TIA. Those are the old names. There's probably fantastic new names, and it's probably 1,000 times worse than last time I researched it, which was only a few years ago. So when you hear ShadowNet, don't get all freaked out. ShadowNet. It is as bad as you might imagine, but that's not what he's saying here. He's saying this is a social credit system for the internet, more or less, of all levels. You know, everything from predictive analysis of whether you'll commit a crime working for a company, because that's what they sell it under. They let corporations do investigations of you, and they search everything in your Facebook, everything in your email. Believe it or not, every email you ever sent for a few pennies can be investigated by a company that wants to hire you. And if you ever said anything bad, they just red flag it and you're out. That's what this is. So the ShadowNet is following you everywhere. Make no mistake about that. And everything you do there is being used against you. But that's nothing. DARPANET was the internet. And until the fake Berners-Lee invented the World Wide Web, another fake, it was already invented. It was called the Dark Web. And you have to use a special program to go there called Tor. Well, guess what? That was all perfected with criminals, criminal activities, and the people who are our politicians doing their criminal activities on the Dark Web so that they could figure out what, before they made public, what they could manipulate as a psyops, what they could spy on, what they could surveil, and how effective their brainwashing was through this digital medium. So there is something that should make you shake, and it is not the word ShadowNet or Skylink or any of these other things. It is the word Dark Web. The Dark Web created the ability for our present internet to manipulate anybody. It doesn't matter who you are what you think you're doing with your digital devices or whatever. You don't have to be consciously aware. Your machines don't even have to be on for them to program you. That's the way it is, folks. So what you want to do, make sure you don't get targeted. And when you are being surveilled, just realize that's the way that it is. We live in a country where every one of these intelligence agencies has sold us out, and every one of them knows that what they're doing is a crime. And almost, what do we have? A dozen people who've come forward as whistleblowers. So if those are real whistleblowers, good for you. If you're just fake whistleblowers, you're not telling the whole truth. If you follow us, which, you know, as we told you before, QAnon did follow us to begin with, and that's where they got their correct information for their puzzles. But we don't do puzzles. We do evidence. And when we speculate, we tell you we're speculating. But what we're talking about now, this isn't speculation. This is reality. Go back to our intelligence reports, and we have proven it.